A dog is my pet. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. A dog is my pet. Many times in life we get confused about who we are and who our creation is and who we're supposed to respond to. Now, we look at our dogs, we look at our cats, we look at our pets, and we say, they're good pets. A lady said to me the other day, as Rex was being a excited dog, does he always mind? And I unkindly said, mostly. Mostly. Now, who is it who does not behave? It's me. It's me because I do not look at Rex and see him at all times behaving. I do not look at Rex and see him at all times behaving. I do not look at Rex and see him at all times behaving. If I would walk into the house and know that Rex is going to sit immediately as I come in the door and have me take off his leash, if I don't see Rex sitting there waiting for me to say release and let him go and greet everyone else, if I don't see him doing those things, it's because I have not put that thought in my consciousness about him, because he is a reflection of my consciousness. Oh no, you got to tell him. You got to say, sit, come, do this, do that. And as I'm saying these things, Rex is looking at me and he's saying, I know all that stuff. You taught me. Yes. How did I teach him? I said, come. And I indicated that he should come, and he came. I said, sit. And I indicated he should sit, and he sat. And as I did this several times, he's a very brilliant dog. He picked it up, and now, as I say come, he comes, and as I say sit, he sits. Now, when I think he doesn't do these things, when I think mostly he does these things, well then, I am putting a cause in motion of a limited response from a fantastic dog. Now, why would anyone do that? Why would anyone teach their children about honesty and integrity, and then they themselves be dishonest and lack integrity in their conduct in life? Why do we have this dualistic personality within ourselves? A dog is my pet. He is the response to my thought. He is the response to my attitude. Whatever I do, that dog does too. If I like people, the dog likes people. If I don't like people, the dog doesn't like people. If I need a guard dog because I'm afraid people in this world might come and violate my rights, then that's what I have, people violating my rights. If I create people in my world always being loving and thoughtful and kind and harmonious with me, then they are. And my dog is a pure reflection of that. My pet is a pure reflection of that. And I like to think that Rex is a pretty wonderful guy. And every time he does anything, he does it out of the joy of his heart. And sometimes he's a little bit mischievous, but that's because I think he's mischievous. I think he's going to do something that is not harmonious with my choices. It's all my attitude. It's all how I look at it. And is that what I'm going to do? Is that how I'm going to live my life? Is that how I'm going to express myself under all circumstances? Well, apparently, yes. I have. My dog is a pet. And as a pet, he is an extension of my consciousness. He is a reflection of my attitude. He is me. And so, if I am a happy person, my dog is a happy person. If I am a sad person, my dog is a sad person. If I worry about people bothering me, my dog will be protective of me. If I am an outgoing, gregarious person, lovingly wanting to share myself and my world with everybody, then my dog is a jolly, outgoing, sharing person, dog, and it's just wonderful. But this is what it is. But now, a dog is my pet, and that's one step. Well, how about my world is my pet? My world reflects what I think about myself. All the people in my world are my pets. They reflect who I am. And if I am a glorious person, everybody in my world is a glorious person. If I am a sad person, everybody in my world seems to have problems too. If I am a poor person, I am surrounded by poor people in my world. Birds of a feather flock together, we say. Well, to a point, that's true. How do I want to live my life? How do I want to live my experiences? What do I want to be? Well, I certainly want to be at least what my dog is. And my dog is pure love, pure joy, just a pure lover, always wanting to kiss and hug everybody, loving to be petted, loving to have people put their hands on him and stroke him. And he says, that's good. Just don't ever stop. I'm ready to be here petted. That's my whole life is just to be a lover. That's all I am. And why? Because his master is a lover. And I don't ever forget that. And I'm sure you won't either if you meet my pet. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.